Welcome to today's Public Affairs program. I am your host, Max Blasky. Today, we continue our programs in correlation with K-State Research and Extension. Today, I will be speaking with Brian Hansen, who is K-State Radon Programs Coordinator there at the university. Brian will speak on the health and well-being and safety precautions that need to be taken to ensure that every house in Kansas is safe. With the beginning of the new year, January is National Radon Action Month, and K-State Radon Programs Coordinator Brian Hansen says radon is an invisible, odorless gas that can seep into various types of structures, including not limited to basements, slabs, and crawl spaces.
Radon's one of those challenging things where unless we test for it, do a specific air test for the radon, we don't know what those exposures look like. With the concern being that our residential radon exposure particularly does increase lifetime lung cancer risk. It is the leading cause of lung cancer risk for non-smokers.
According to the National Cancer Institute, about 1 in 15 homes in the United States has radon levels at or above the Environmental Protection Agency action level. In Kansas, Hansen says elevated radon levels in homes is much higher.
The original EPA estimate was that 1 in 4 houses in the state of Kansas would be elevated at or above the EPA's action level of 4 picocuries of radon per liter of air. In reality, our data indicates it's probably closer to 1 in 3 houses statewide. So this is a statewide issue.
Many K-State Research and Extension offices across the state have low-cost radon test kits available for purchase. Hansen recommends all homeowners conduct a radon test and in some cases, test again.
Absolutely. There are, unfortunately, a lot of houses with high levels of radon, and we simply don't recognize that until we take the effort to do the radon test and determine if some action to reduce those exposures is warranted. So if you test a house and it comes up elevated and we take remediation activities, you should be retesting every 2 years to make sure the remediation is continuing to do its job. And if you initially test low, you should retest about once every 5 years or after a major renovation of the structure.
If radon levels are at or above the EPA action level, Hansen says remediation is the safest method for reducing the level of radon gas in the home.
Generally requires the installation of a permanent mechanical system called an active soil depressurization system. This is putting a direct vacuum on the soil, pulling the radon continuously from beneath the foundation, pushing it to the outdoor air, which is where it's trying to get to anyway, and the house is literally just getting in the way. In terms of the remediation, it is a $1,800 to $2,000 national average cost for Kansas, depending on where you are in the state.
According to Hansen, many of the questions the Kansas Radon Program receives from individuals have to do with their health risk associated with exposure to radon gas.
The largest one is, what are my lung cancer risks from this? And that's a very difficult question to answer because lung cancer is a multifactorial cancer based on your smoking history, your radon exposures, and genetic predisposition to cancer in general. So we spend a lot of time talking to residents in Kansas and nationally, you know, about just the flat-out health concerns. And this is a long-term exposure risk. You know, just like smoking is a long-term lung cancer risk, your radon exposure is not a one-day, it's not a one-month issue. It's across that lifespan. So the sooner we identify a problem and control the exposures, the better you are.
To learn more about radon gas, visit KansasRadonProgram.org. For KNDY's Public Affairs Program, I am Max Blasky. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you all again next week.